Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. You can come and get the blog, or we update it, by the way, Monday through Friday, every weekday. And you can come and get it, or we'll send it to you by real simple syndication. The newsletter comes on Sunday, though. It comes by email. It's a separate, it's a completely separate thing. And we've been publishing the letter since 1999. We're in our seventh year. We're glad to for all of you thousands of people who are subscribing to that, and we appreciate it very much. Let me introduce you to our new friend. Bill Wagner is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is CEO and co-founder of Accord Management System, and they use behavioral testing and employee engagement surveys to help their companies find the very best people possible. Because as you know, as you've heard me say a thousand times, for small businesses, we have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. We got to make sure we have the right heads under those hats. He's also the author of the exciting new book, The Entrepreneur Next Door, and he's our new friend. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you ever so much, and I hope to be welcomed back as well.
If you know, all you got to do is have a little fun, laugh at my jokes, and we'll be in good shape.
Well, that sounds like a lovely way to start.
No, that's you've got a lot to talk to us about, a lot to show us, Bill, to talk and to teach us, and I'm sure we will have you back on again. Let's talk about this personality thing. Oh, I know what I want to do first. I want to read something from your book. I know you won't mind me doing this. Folks, this is a passage from Bill's book. Although entrepreneurs can have seven different personality types, the job behaviors that are needed to succeed as an entrepreneur are fairly similar. These behaviors typically require that you demonstrate higher than average dominance and above average sociability. Bill, talk to us about that.
Well, what we found, and we surveyed 1,509 entrepreneurs and their personalities. And when we looked at all the results, and we said, well, gee, what does it take to be successful? This is what these people had. Now, what was interesting is there's two things. Either one, they had it, meaning that they were self-confident, aggressive, assertive, domineering. They woke up every morning, and their goal was to win. They didn't wake up to play. They woke up to win. The second thing is they had the ability to build consensus, to work by, with, and through others. Now, this is where it took kind of an interesting turn. There are a lot of people that didn't have that personality type, but yet they were still successful, and it's because they had the ability of demonstrating those behaviors in spite of who they naturally were.
Hmm. So they were chameleons.
Well, they were. You either have it, or you're able to fake it, so to speak.
So, well, what they had, they might not have had the natural innate ability to be that, but they had the intelligence to see that it needed to be done and to morph when they needed to.
Exactly. So the successful entrepreneur is one who has the self-awareness to understand what is the gap, the difference between who they are and who they need to be.
Say that again. This is very important because self-awareness is something we talk about on this show all the time. Say that last part again. This is going to be on the test, by the way, folks.
That's good because I rarely remember what I say the second time. These are people who have the self-awareness to understand the gap, the difference between who they were and who they need to be, and were therefore able to manifest the energy in order to become that person.
See, this is the reason that's important to me, Bill, is because none of us are born with all the skills that we need. We all have our fears. We all have our things that we can't do. We all have the things that we've convinced ourselves that we can't do, even though we've told ourselves lies, which we do all the time. But the people who become entrepreneurs are the ones who want that so much that they're willing to step outside, and I think you talk about this in your book, to step outside of their comfort zone, to actually get into it, maybe even have a little pain, it may hurt them, to actually demonstrate some of these traits, some of these characteristics that are not natural to them, but they know they must do if they're going to be successful.
Well, I think you just touched on a real key word to it when you say that they have to have the pain, and you know, we go through pain every single day, and I'm talking about a behavioral pain or a requirement of energy or frustration. And when many of us go through that, we look at that as being uncomfortable, and we stop it. And what these people did is they saw that as being uncomfortable, and that became to them, you know, almost a barometer of saying, no, you guys are on the right track. This is what you have to do in order to have the level of success. So when they had to go out and do marketing and they had to do networking, even though they may have hated it or not liked it, they knew it was a necessary vehicle to help them accomplish their goals.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I talk about quite a bit on this show, Bill, that you just made me think of, is our customers. I've been, for some time now, I've been trying to get small business owners to understand the difference between what our customers need and what they want. Mm-hmm. You know, they need basic things that they can get anywhere, but what they want is customization, and that's where we live. That's where small business owners live. We live in the world of customization, otherwise we won't survive.
Absolutely.
But what you just made me think of is people who work 9 to 5 and never try to, you know, step outside of their comfort zones. What they need is a place to go to work. Well, entrepreneurs want more.
Now, when you think about it, that's part of the challenge that most small business owners have is expressing that to our employees. We want our employees to be more proactive, to display and show initiative, to do all these things. And what we're really asking them to do are to make some behavioral changes. The challenge for us as small business owners is we don't always know the changes we want people to display. We tell them we want you to work harder and be smarter, but we don't know the words to help describe that.
How do we do that?
Well, we have to describe what the behavioral qualities are. So if I need a person who needs to have a higher attention to detail, I need to talk about how I need to give that person structure or rules or policies or procedures or guidelines for them to follow, as opposed to just providing this 30,000-foot picture and just saying, go about it. And the same is true for the people that we need to be in more actively involved in our strategy. I mean, I've met more people who fail in the strategic implementation of a marketing plan because they don't have that big picture orientation. And what we have to do is we have to explain it to them. So when an employee comes to us as a small business owner and they're saying, you know, Jim, how do I go about doing this? And we look at them and we say, well, gee, we're thinking, if I have to tell you how, I might as well what?
Do it.
I might as well
myself.
Do it myself. And what that really is an indication that this is a person who has a personality different than ours, and therefore we need to embrace it, we need to understand it, we need to give them behaviorally what they need.
It might also mean that we've hired the wrong personality for the assignment we've given them. And
Amen.
that's where you come in. That's where we're going to pick up when we come back after these messages. Bill Wagner is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of the new book, The Entrepreneur Next Door, available wherever books are sold. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Bill Wagner, the author of The Entrepreneur Next Door. And, Bill, tell us where the book's available.
Right now, the book is actually on a special table. It's on what's called the Power Aisle at all the Barnes & Noble stores. It'll be there for, I think, today, maybe the last day. It's going to be there continuously, but it's available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon. If they actually want an autographed copy, they can go to our own website, which is theentrepreneurnextdoor.com, and order one there. And there's also two tests that people can take. There's one in the book. Actually, there's three tests. There's one in the book, but they can also go to our website. In the lower right-hand corner, they'll see a logo for Entrepreneur Magazine, and they can take an entrepreneur test, and that will tell them, you know, are you a raving lunatic, or are you just like, you know, normal like the rest of us? And then when a person buys the book, they can go online, they can take a personality test, which is somewhat similar to the one we use in the writing of the book or the making of the book, and you will be given a label. It'll say, gee, you are this type of entrepreneur, and then you can follow yourself throughout the course of the book, so it actually speaks, you know, with a singular perspective, as you know, which is yours, as opposed to the author's.
Right.
I think that's probably one of the strong points of the book, is that you get to actually get the take-home value, finding out who am I, what makes me tick, what ticks me off, and if I have, let's say, an authority personality and I'm a strong specialist, a great expert, then I may need to actually partner with someone who's a little bit more broad spectrum or a little bit more strategic in their personality.
Which could be an employee. When you use the word partner, that doesn't mean that they're an equity partner. It just means that let's call them stakeholders. We need to find stakeholders
because
the way you think about that, Bill, that way it could be any, it is quite possible to find employees who sort of augment us, who are our alter ego or the other side of our pendulum swing, so to speak. They complement one of the negative sides of or the less desirable sides of our paradoxes. How do we find those people?
Well,
it is important that we do, isn't it?
It's essential. I mean, and I have a pretty broad based perception on this because that's the essence of our business. My sense is if you're not surveying or testing one's personality, you will never know, do they have the behavioral qualities to do what you want? Because it's rarely our skills, education, and experience that make us successful. It's our skills, education, and experience that get us hired, but it's our personality that makes us successful. So if I need to hire somebody, and rarely are their skills that critical in my business. So if I'm hiring someone, their business acumen, whereas it may be important, it's not critical. What becomes critical is that they have the behavioral qualities to be able to do the job.
Right. And the thing is this is where, Bill, this is where most small business owners completely just fall on their face, and that is not doing any kind of testing when they hire an employee to see if the person that they're hiring has anywhere close to the personality traits or profile that the job requires.
Well, one of the analogies that I use, not only in the book, but I use it when I speak regularly, is, when you think about marriage, we have almost a 60% divorce rate. I think either Newsweek or one of those weekly newspapers or magazines was referring to marriages, as starter marriages. And if you can't figure out who you're marrying after, 3 to 5 years of dating, how can you possibly know who you're hiring after a 30-minute interview?
And right.
Categorically, undeniably impossible.
And so, you actually could very well, over a course of several years, spend more time with your employee than you do with your spouse.
Well, I think that's true. And and the thing about our businesses is we rarely have issues as it relates to our technology. We rarely have strong issues regarding our finances. Our issue, our number one issue, is typically people. I belong to a business CEO peer-to-peer group by the name of Vistage, and we get together once a month. There's about 12 of us, and we talk about business issues. And 90% of our concerns are the people that work for us, rarely anything else.
As a professional in this area, how many times do you hear people talking about these things, and you're saying to yourself, boy, if he'd only come to me first, we could have fixed that?
A guy gave me, you're absolutely right, a guy gave me 3 words. He said, Bill, hiring is all about 3 words. It's hope, faith, and charity. When you hire someone, you hope they're going to be able to do the job. After about 3 weeks on the job, you have the faith that they're going to be able to change. And after about 6 months, it's a pure charity event.
Yeah, yeah. And more's the pity. So give us an idea about how do we take some concrete steps to avoid this?
Well, I think number one, you have to be using a good behavioral, system. The system that we use in our book, which people get to, play with a little bit when they go online and take their own personality survey, is just one of those tools. But what becomes even more important is you have to be able to first measure what are the behavioral requirements of the job. So any system that you're using has to measure, the behavioral attributes, of the job. And if you're not doing it, then one, what you're doing is not legal. But two, even more importantly than that, is you're not going to get it right.
The other thing is in order for, one of the best ways, it seems to me, Bill, to evaluate the kind of people that you want to hire, you need to know about yourself, don't you?
Boy, that's so true. Because what we have to do is we have to hire some people that have the strengths that we, matter of fact, we have to hire a number of people that have strengths that we don't have. And that's one of the things we really focused on in the book, and we talked about it earlier, was the self-awareness.
Right.
You have to have the self-awareness of knowing what are my strengths, and therefore what are my potential limitations, or as we refer to them, as developmental considerations, and then and only then can you surround yourself with the right kind of people.
Bill, give us your website again, please.
You can go to www.theentrepreneurnextdoor.com.
And that's where you can find the book and the profile, this free test that Bill's going to give you. Bill, thank you for being here today. Will you come back another day?
Jim, you invite me, I will be there.
We'll get it done. Thank you very much. Bill Wagner, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back Rosalind Glickman will be with us right after these messages. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. And you ain't had enough
to eat. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.